At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
We invite you to listen and grow to this power business and lifestyle magazine show. With hosts Paul and Debris, experts in business, leadership, and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
Happy days, we're in and we're up and running, and welcome listeners to another week. And wow, how fast, how super fast, how crazily fast, how sometimes overwhelmingly fast do these weeks go? And you think about, wow, people say life is short. Friggin' tell you it is short. It's so short that it actually is shorter than short. I think we all run midget lives, it's so short. It's crazy. And when you look at our date now, we're into Feb already, and I think, wow, what happened to January? It was a blur. When considering January is like the longest week, or one of the longest weeks, or the longest week. I don't know, I'm not good with these things, but damn it. Just gone too fast for my kind of liking, that's for sure. But you know what? I suppose when things flow quick, then maybe you're thinking quick. I don't know, maybe you have to slow down your think to actually slow down your time. Slow down your energy to get more out of the day. I don't know how these things work, but you know, I'm pretty confused at all. But you guess what? We are back, yes, and welcome listeners to another show, venture into the mindset of business and life and all those crazy things that we tend to talk about and go into. And of course, I have with me today the wonderful and the one that kind of brings depth to everything that we talk about on the show, and that's Deborah Sinead Reese. That's for sure. So she's here to divulge your life strategies into the hearts and veins of your emotional minds and all those stuff that come with it. And yeah, it's going to be one of those shows, you know. We're going to have a bit of a free ride today and dive into anything really a kind of sparks the emotional mind, as they say. Yes, emotional mind, I said that. We do. People think of our mind as that kind of big chunk of something that sits on top of our shoulders, when actually our mind we can't see. It's something that's there, but and functions with us and connects us to everybody and connects us to everybody else's, I know, energy of thoughts, ways and being, but yet we can't physically see. It's crazy. It's like the wind. I mean, why did the wind become invisible? I don't get that.
What would you have it be?
Wouldn't it be nice if it was like a lime green? You know, something that stood out. You could, something that kind of you could see coming without having to rely on leaves and things. You know, imagine that. You just say, oh, here it comes. But you know, why did it have to be invisible? Why did the mind have to be invisible? Why couldn't it be a colour? You know, different colours for different people, or different colours for different mindsets.
Well, there is what we call an aura.
No. The aura is a make-believe thing. Listen, I want to come clean here. Yes, I get it, I understand it, I believe in it. But here's the thing. Nobody has actually seen an aura.
Yeah, there are cameras that can actually capture.
Claimed. Let's be clear here, it's claimed. I'm a big believer. You know, I'm not dissing this. I'm very spiritual. I understand the importance of aura and colour, all these things. You know, I'm going on a retreat this weekend and I'll be working on my aura. But I also want to be clear that the cameras claim that it's taking a picture of the aura. Mm-hmm. We all have a different heat energy about us.
But why is the heat colours then?
Well, you know, who knows? We don't exactly know why. Nobody has come down and said, by the way, I made you and this is what those colours are.
No, agreed. But, you know, I like what you said in the beginning about, you know, the mind. And I can see why you're saying, why can't we see it? Because, you know, it's our mind is thought, and thought is pure energy. And I guess the wind as well. I like to feel the wind rather and hear it rather than see it. So that's where I go with it. I like to stand in it. It's my favourite thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being in the wind, and I just don't know, it blows off the cobwebs. But it's more of a feeling and a hearing, I guess, the wind is, rather than a seeing.
True, it is a feeling. But you know, I'm just feeling today that I'd like to see more than what I actually feel. Because sometimes I think feelings can be just completely overstretched, overwhelmed, underplayed, overplayed, and sometimes it's just nice to see something, put a bit of logic to it, and say, do you know what? I see it.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to measure it, and that's how I'm going to understand it.
And I get that. Yeah, I hear that.
I think that's where I am today in all this, listeners. And it might sound a little bit different, you know, but, you know, sometimes you just got to have a shift in mindset and think, well, you know what? If I can't see it, I'm not sure I'm going to measure it. Yeah, absolutely. Think about these airwaves. I mean, we hear and we're crossing airwaves with a voice. I mean, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's all energy, see?
It's all mental, man. It's crazy stuff it is.
So would you like, when we were, you know, when we're talking, for some colour to come out of our mouths?
Well, I'd like to see the colour of people's mindsets. That, to me, would be completely interesting.
Yes, it would.
Because so many people falsify their understanding of their own mindsets. I mean, let's take it, we go into business. I mean, you talked about this before we come on air, you know, we go into business and people's expectations are very different to what turns out, because there is a huge misconception in running a business, in a sense that, you know, it's a product, you sell it, you make money. No. It's all about your colour of your emotions, the colour of your mindset, what you emotionally see rather than physically see. It's all that is yeah. What creates the build of your business. We talked about life currency and money currency so many times. But yet I'm going on so many platforms over these weeks, so many networking events, and I mention the word life currency, and people look at me like I got three horns coming out of my head. And I think, wow, you're not getting the importance of your own growth to develop your business.
But have you termed that? Is it you that said life currency? Because maybe people just need to know what that means, because it's new, right?
Well, here's the thing. I've not met a successful business person that works on their business. Figure that.
That works on their business.
That works on their business to be successful. Okay. They have people within their business that functions the mechanics of their business. Yeah. But I only meet successful people that actually come into a mastermind with me and say, right, this part of my business is deteriorating, so I need to work on this part of myself. When I work on this part myself, that's going to drip feed down into the people that work in my business, and then that will mend itself. They don't talk about their bank balance. They don't talk about their fat wallets. They don't talk about the amount of money they have. They talk about the amount of emotional development they have to work on, critical part of themselves, in order for that critical part of the business become successful. I'm not taking away the tools here of business. You know, business plans,
sure.
You know, pipelines, campaigns, quality control, people control. Not taking away any of those things. But the moment you run a business, it becomes everything you are. Everything you are. That's fact. So when you want to better a part of your business or improve a portion of your business, unless it's a quality control problem or a people control problem, then, of course, it's down to the leadership. And the leadership doesn't start at the leadership underneath the business owner, and it starts with the business owner, what he or she, how he or she is emotionally growing themselves in that critical part to then grow everybody else in that critical part. You cannot better the mind of somebody else if you've not bettered yourself first. It is not possible.
How about, you know, when you're in a really great place with what you're talking about, that you actually attract in employees that match you?
Absolutely, at that given point. But those employees are completely matched to your emotional development ability at that given point.
Exactly.
So you have to develop you to develop them.
Mm-hmm.
They will develop in their role, that's their job. They will develop in a sense of the efficiency they can bring into that role, because their job is to increase their seat value by increasing their ideas, the quality of their ideas. But they can't increase the quality of their growth or the allowance of growth in that business unless you grow you first. So you have to increase your life currency to increase the business currency.
Agreed, absolutely. But have you coined that term, life currency?
No, I've picked that up from somewhere, for sure. Go on YouTube, put it in there, it'll be out there, I'm sure it will. You know? People are philosophizing everywhere in life.
Yeah, I was just wondering if, you know, when people look at you with, you've got three horns, it's because they don't understand what life currency means.
I can understand that. I get with that also, you know, and it might seem a little kind of pushing you, but, you know, I think it's important. We're at the time where people are talking about the change that COVID made and all these kinds of things. But what I'm also seeing is that, you know, business is becoming, is still in its stagnant place in many places, because we, you know, the word well-being is come out there. Thankfully, it's, you know, it's been allowed out and it's thriving through people's businesses now, the importance of well-being, because well-being is what creates profit also. It creates a bigger profit in business. You know, I was on a call yesterday with an expert from the US who was voicing how businesses are struggling to keep people employed in those businesses. And the greatest loss in a business is actually the amount of trained people that keep leaving all the time.
Right.
Because they are discontented in staying where they are. And the business is trying to, in many ways, we're going to say, budget for that. Budget for, you know, people coming and going, a large amount of traffic coming into the business and leaving the business in the shape of, you know, employees. But here's the thing, you know, don't budget for it. Retrain. Get the people that should be the influencers in the business. Be true evolved influencers. You know, with the greatest respect, there are a huge portion, 99% of businesses are running themselves unconsciously in the business world.
Right.
I have worked with so many businesses where you, the moment you walk in, you can see how unconsciously that business is running itself, even though it could be making a profit, even though it could be making money and you know, growing. But what will happen is it'll get to a point where it stops growing. We have seen so many big businesses just fold. And people wonder, wow, how did that happen? Because the business became unconscious in its way of functioning. To be a conscious functioning business, you have to have a conscious functioning environment. Which means that we don't employ people just because they got the right IQ or because they got the right bunch of certificates running behind them. We employ people because they have the emotional desire, they have the EQ, the interpersonal skills that will fill that role. It's not about whether they can spell correctly or whether they come in with 20 years of experience in that particular category. That don't mean nothing. Experience is easy to pick up. You can pick experience up, but you can learn something fairly easily. The only reason why someone is lesser of an ability or less of a thinking person, a child in school, is because of the nature of their home life. We all come with the same ability. We could say that there are some that are sharper thinkers than others because they had to be sharper thinkers. We all are equal in so many ways. But then we get told, we get taught, and we get conditioned to be not as equal. And then all our you know, teachers are teaching children to forget. But instead of telling them every day, everything you will learn today, you will remember. Before you go to bed, everything you've learned today, you will remember. Instead, they keep telling them, revise, restudy, restudy, restudy. The subconscious is, we're telling our students they're going to forget. That's why I have to keep studying. It is not possible. It's impossible to forget something unless you will make the physical effort to archive that memory. I said archive, not forget. Unless you have some sort of disease that's preventing your brain and your from functioning correctly, it's impossible to forget something. Impossibility. Unless we're getting told we forget on a subconscious level. And that happens in so many industries, from teaching to business, you name it, even our parents, they all teach us to forget. All teachers forget. Then suddenly we get to a place in life, an age in life, where or we're overwhelmed with what we thought we didn't remember, what we thought we forgot. Become overwhelmed in our remembering of those emotional triggers and traits that we thought weren't there. And then we have to go to counseling, or we've got a life strategist like yourself there. We go there because we're suddenly realizing, I do remember. And there's consequences to that remembering. So remembering becomes a negative then.
True.
It's all topsy-turvy. And it starts in the very early days of life. You know, your parents give you a row. Your parents give you a row about something, the negative about something. Then basically they are unconsciously, subconsciously, negatively, then want you to forget about that because of their own guilt. So then you are learning to forget something, because if you do not, they become guilty, embarrassed, shamed in the way they treated you at that given point, in what they said to you abruptly, wrongly, judgmentally at that given point. And then they come back with a different reaction, which is they're not positive. Then it leaves you in a place of, well, what do I do with that last emotion I just felt? Oh, I'll archive that. I'll bury it. So then you are teaching yourself to bury, forget, although we cannot remember, the most intense of learning emotions that we get from the people we love and call our parents. So they are telling us to forget without even telling us to forget something, because they put in the guilt and the shame that they feel. And we are feeling that. So we have to leave that go. Then we go to school. Then the teacher's saying, revise, 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 restudy, restudy. Then they are telling us, oh, I must forget then. I must keep forgetting something. I can't maintain, I can't sustain, I can't hold information. Then we go into the workplace and they're saying, you best remember. Now this is a huge contradiction, because the first 16, 17 years I've been told I forget everything. Now I'm going into work life and they're saying, now you best remember, because we're paying you for your experience. Or, now I'm suddenly in a work environment. Now I'm reversing my emotional anchors. And I'm starting to remember everything. Now this is when it goes pear-shaped. Oh, now suddenly why do I feel this about myself? Suddenly why is it I can't hold a relationship as an adult? Suddenly why it is I'm always financially broke as an adult? Why can't I keep down a job as an adult? Why is it I keep falling out with people as adults? Because suddenly, all those 17 years you were told you forget everything, you're now told you have to remember everything because you're being paid to, you reverse that trigger. So all those archives that were never forgotten, they were just put away, are suddenly coming forward in a way we don't understand. We don't understand how those archives are suddenly playing a huge role in the cause and effect in our lives, where I can't function correctly. Why am I all this way? Then they come to someone like yourself, Deb, a life strategist. Then you have to figure all that out. But here's the thing. All they're doing is remembering again what they were shamefully told not to remember, without actually being told not to remember. That's crazy. Do you get that?
I get it. All is very deep. You know, you're being deep today.
And that is, and this is the thing, when we go into business, when we go into career, this is what happens. Basically, depending on what country you're in, if in the UK you start work at 17, usually 18 years of age. In the US, it's maybe 21, 22, 25 before you get into a deep-rooted career. But at those given times, you're being paid to remember. And up to that point, you're actually living to forget.
Because all of what was happening around you in all those years at school and you know, at home, is saying that you always forget.
Yes. Our parents are saying, without even saying, the row I give you yesterday, the punishment I give you yesterday, I don't feel right about that today as your mum or as your dad, but I'm not going to tell you that. But I'm going to shift the shape of our life in the next hour, the next day, for you to feel that you should forget that. So I'm not going to tell you, forget what I said to you yesterday, forget how much I hurt you yesterday, because I'm ashamed of it. I don't feel right about it. I'm going to not say anything at all, but I'm going to. But the energy that I'm going to put into your life is saying you best forget it. So learn to forget.
So how much parental guilt do you think is out there?
Oh, Deb, 100%. 100% parental guilt.
I mean, there are parents out there, obviously, that don't, but...
No. Every parent carries guilt. It's not possible not to, because we don't have perfect parenting.
No, I get that, but I'm saying that some people just, you know, treat their kids as they treat them, and they don't get guilty about it, is what I was saying. But yeah. I guess that's a small minority.
No, it's a huge minority. It's called unconscious parenting. Like, unconscious schooling. Unconscious in career. Unconscious businesses. They're all thriving from the same place of those years where they were forced to learn to forget those emotions until they are paid in a career or run a business where they start to pay, because they have to remember. They have to switch on remembering, recycling information and getting paid to recycle the last meeting. And getting paid to recycle information from 6 months ago to improve this business. And getting paid to recycle these reports into this meeting. So I'm now learning how to recycle information. You don't think there's a cause and effect of that?
No.
You are learning to remember again, which is reversing everything that was said in school, which is study, 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 because you forget. At home, don't remember the last row I give you. Not telling you that, but just don't. It's insane. And then we go into business and we think we can just archive all that. Listeners, I'm so sorry, but it's not the case. This might be, you know, a straight talking conversation here, but this is fact. Life currency. Life currency meaning everything that you do in your life now for yourself. Part of your development, your awareness, part of appreciation. Appreciating all that people put you through or give you the opportunities to go through in life to develop yourself. Negatively, positively, mostly negatively I'm talking about here. All those people that played a part in shaping who you are now. You have to see the good in all that. That's life currency. You have to see the good in all those things. And on that note, we're going to jump in a quick commercial, because Debbie's going to come back, because she's taken loads of notes. So she's going to come back in, listeners, and we'll see you in about 90 seconds from now. Happy days.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, and we are back in, and welcome back, listeners. We have been deep diving into the art of remembering and forgetting. The power of thought, the power of memory, how that can add value, take value, and really, you know, the cause and effect on self-worth and all these things. But really going back and looking at, you know, at what given point in life are we kind of conditioned to forget without even realizing it? At what point in life and are we conditioned to recycle and make sure we can recycle information and add value to that recycled information, because we paid a salary to do that, or we run a business and it's essential we have that practicing tool. So many kind of, almost as if we go through these shifts, I'm going to say. And this all started from what colour is our mindset. Do you know what I mean? And wouldn't that be great if I could see the colour of the mindset of my parents? And then I know my school would give me a colour chart and say, okay, These are the mindsets of people in life that I could go home and say, Dad, you're this color mindset, which tells me that you kind of have to work on, you know, this with yourself in order for us to have a true balance, Dad. Can you imagine that?
Wouldn't it be great?
Say, Dad, you know, you chose to bring me in here. I didn't get that choice. So here I am. The school has said that you were actually a light kind of brown. That's what I'm seeing, Dad. You're a light brown, which tells me, yeah, you're quite an earthly person. But it means you don't say much about your emotions, which is going to leave me, Dad, in a place of not saying much myself. So what are we going to do about that, Dad? Because I think now, you know, the 20-year-olds are more forceful in what they expect from parenting. Oof. Thankfully, although I feel that there is definitely, you know, an issue because of digital technology and self-worth and all these wonderful things. But, you know, I think it has been more forceful now in the quality of parenting and the quality, you know. Let's look in this country, listeners, we're in the UK, and right now the teaching industry has gone on strike. You know, teachers are on strike right now over pay and things like this. But, you know, the whole, you know, teaching industry has been tired for many years. And that's because we are seeing this change in what is attitude from the children coming into class. There are so many labels now, from, you know, dyslexia to autism and all these kinds of things that come in, and teachers are very restricted in how they can teach also. But you know, which leads then into, you know, a kind of an emotional imbalance in class. You know, and it is, these are tough environments now. They really are, because I think we're in this old transition of shift in one, the quality of mindset we expect to be around, the quality of support system we want around us, and the quality of conversations. All these things are shifting now from, you know, from where they were. And I believe, you know, we are in a complete new approach, a new wave, one of business for sure. You know, we see network events where it's not about putting your links to your business and putting in, you know, prices or products. It's about actually getting to deeply understand the person you're in conversation with in the Zoom room you've been put in with. You know, I was on a networking event yesterday. We didn't talk about our business. We talked about our life. And if we want to know about each other, then we just go on LinkedIn and we find that out, what we do in business. But we talked about life and things like this. You know, it's all changing.
It's making it more human, isn't it?
Yes, human to human for sure. So tell me, what's your thoughts, Deb, on all that?
Well, there's quite a lot there. I've been writing notes now about all of this. And I think that, yeah, so what happens is your subconscious does remember everything. You know, it is, that's why hypnotherapy works, because when you get into the subconscious mind, every single memory that you've had is there, even in the womb and, you know, what have you. So it's all there. So we don't ever really forget, because what happens is when those memories go into the subconscious, you know, you're saying we forget them on a day-to-day basis. We forget them in our conscious mind. But
we are taught to forget.
Taught to forget, yeah. But they're all in the subconscious. And where we react to and our model of the world and how we see ourselves in it is all coming from the subconscious mind anyway. So, you know, even though we don't remember consciously, we still react and come from that subconscious place where all those memories are in there. You know, so when you bring that into your conscious mind by having to remember, you were saying, by going into a employment or going to work, and then all of a sudden you have to switch on remembering, you know, it can be, like you say, a difficult time. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, that let's remember there's logic memory and there's emotional memory. So logic memory is when we're asked to complete a task that has no cause and effect on our emotional confidence. That's logic memory. So it could be, you know, it could be something very simple, You know, logic memory is what gets you back and forth to the shops, remembering where you're traveling, remember people's names, remember all these kinds of things. Facts, that's logic memory. You know, that doesn't pull on your self-worth. What pulls on your self-worth is emotional memory. So when you're asked to complete a task that's outside of what is your general feeling of what you can do, in order to better, to be more as a person, to be a different leader, to enhance the job, the business, the life you're doing. That's emotion. Then that is pulling on your self-worth, which then pulls on your emotional memory. Now, emotional memory is effectively what your parents said, don't remember. Don't remember the hurt. Don't remember the upset. That's emotional memory. Going to school, the teacher's saying, keep study. Whilst they are thinking that they are, again, reminding us to study to keep ourselves sharp, or they actually do it on an emotional sense, they're saying, you cannot remember, that's why we're having to remind you. That's the subconscious message that they're getting from the teachers, the tutors. So there are two different memories. The logic memory is again based on safety. Is based on, I can do this, I've done it many times. Emotional memory is the moment you move out of your experience, then you go into emotional memory. Now, when we start functioning into an adult life, the more we go, the more we push ourselves. Now, not everybody does. Lots of adults live in very simple opportunities. They live in careers they can do with over and over and over and know it like the back of their hand. They're in logic memory always.
Yeah.
They have no need then to dip into their emotional memory.
True.
Then those who are pushing themselves to be more than what they were yesterday, the day before, they're living more in their emotional memory. So for them, the conflict is not knowing, not understanding all of a sudden, why am I responding this way? Why am I reacting this way when I've suddenly started pushing my emotional confidence in this direction? They don't know why. They have no idea. And they still cannot go back to the parenting because they're loyal to what they experienced in their parents' life. With their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're loyal to, you know, we could say that, let's say you lived in a life that was very chaotic, I know, very violent. Let's say that was your childhood. In somewhat, you'll stay loyal to that because even though it was an intense environment, it was still somewhat the only environment which would make a conflict between happy and sad because that's the environment you were in. So as stressful as it was, it also could be as happy as it was. So that now is a complete conflict for that person who's right. Now trying to grow their confidence by using their emotional memory.
Yeah, because there would have been safety in the chaos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So on that sense, listeners, you think, okay, what is my logic? What's my logic memory? We know that is basically doing tasks like that you can do every day that you used to do in. Emotional memory, then, you're using that when you're actually building your self-worth. Or we could say your daily confidence to do stretch to be that much more than what you were yesterday. And depending on whether it's a career and your salary expects you to do that on a day-to-day basis, or whether you're running a business, whether you're a new parent. Your new parent, that is going to supersede you pulling on your confidence. New relationship, again. That actually is not about new confidence. It's actually overcoming your old confidence to have new confidence when you go into a relationship. That's a completely inside-out process that we don't see.
Yeah.
We don't even see. All that in one lifetime. No wonder January has gone so quick.
Right. You know, and I could say that, you know, the logic memory that you're talking about is our conscious mind and the emotional memory is our subconscious mind. You know, and you're right. It you know, when we get into what you're terming, you know, emotional memory, that's when all your patterns come out.
Oh, yeah. Patterns, illness, you name it, all comes from there.
Yeah. Yeah, because illness is emotion first. And I've written here also, wouldn't it be great to have pre-parenting courses?
Can you imagine that? Imagine my mother and father going on a pre-parent courses. Oh, God, no. You know,
No, but these days, I think people would go on a pre-course. Say, like, they found out, you know, this couple is pregnant. and they go and they have a pre-parenting course, so they find out their patterns so they don't mess up the next generation, right?
It should be by law.
I agree.
By law, well, you have to go on a pre-parenting course and you have to, you do this for, for the term that you're carrying. Then when you give birth, then you have some kind of emotional stability.
Yeah, but also then, you know, there can be a tailwind to the first year of the baby's life as well, you know.
You know, here's the thing, Deb. You know, if everybody had emotional stability, success would be at a far greater rate than what it would be. And I'm not talking about monetary success. I'm just talking about happy success, relationship success, parenting success, materialistic success, business success, freedom success.
Yeah, because success
in the now success.
Success is different for everybody, isn't it?
Absolutely.
People term it in different ways.
And that would be at its greatest capacity.
Yeah.
If people understood their emotional memory. Their emotional, no, let's not say triggers, because that's going to take us into a whole new concept of something. So let's go back to, what are we? We are a business talk show that merges loads of other stuff in there to give you a really rounded feel of life and business. That's what we're about here. But what we got into today is the complete understanding as to, actually, this is where your business starts from. Your business starts from, how do you recycle information? What does that feel like? And what's the percentage of that recycled information that affirms your loyalty to disappointment from your past?
Right, that brings up emotional memory.
Yeah.
You know, negative emotional memory.
Yeah. And that does, you know, let's also understand this, listeners. You could have had what you consider to be the most perfect life in the world. But I guarantee you that there are large aspects of your life that you have yet to work through. That's a guarantee. That is a universal guarantee, or there's no purposeless being here.
Right.
No purpose at all. Money doesn't make perfection. Materialism doesn't make perfection. A successful business doesn't make perfection. What makes perfection is when you start looking at the inner version of yourself and how that creates a cause and effect on what is your logic life. That's what starts to create. We will never reach perfection, thankfully, because it is not an end place. The word perfection is a misconception, because perfection isn't a place we actually can get to. It's a place that we think about that causes, I'm going to say this, a break in confidence. Perfectionism is the most controlling depletion of self-worth alongside money that there can be.
And that's why society plays on it.
Absolutely. Every magazine, you know, whether it's a girly magazine, a health magazine, fashion magazine, whatever it is, all play on that perfectionism, that emotional perfectionism of people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we can go to films, we can go to social media, like it's everywhere.
The secret is to just be rather than look to be when it comes to perfectionism. You see, when you grow in, you organically, naturally grow out. That's the fact.
Oh, it's inside out, not outside in.
If you can increase your life currency by 20%, you will increase your logic currency, which is business, paper money, by 40%. You will transfer 20 to 40%, but you have to increase your life currency by 20% first to do that. How do you do that? Well, this is the whole thing. You have to start, it takes more than this call that we have here to do that. And let me tell you where, let me do this. You want to really look at your life currency, then you reach out to Deb here. So you go on to Facebook, Deb?
Yeah.
Where are you on Facebook?
Deb's Reese.
Go on Deb's Reese on Facebook. You'll find her there. Do you have an email?
info@accoladeacademy.com.
Oh, that was quick. info@accoladeacademy.com. Reach out to Deb. Then from there, with her Fresh Freedom program, you will start working on your life currency. Now, what I can tell you is everybody that works through Deb and has worked through her Life Currency Fresh Freedom program have increased their life and then the logic of their life, the materialism of their life. That's a guarantee. That is a guarantee.
Thank you.
You see, money doesn't make you happy. I've said this many times. You can go from zero to Milo overnight, depending on your idea, but you will go back to zero in time also because you'll not have the money alignment.
Or, you know, you'll go emotionally back. Let me
just cut in there, Deb, because guess what? I need to dive into our second advert, guys. So, yeah, we're going to see you back here in 90 seconds. Deb is going to finish off where she was going into then. Happy days. Here we go.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hello listeners and welcome back to Show OK. Yes, you are UK Health Radio. And let's remember also there are dozens of presenters and dozens of different shows here on UK Health Radio. Please tune yourself in, have a browse through the website. There's loads going on here on a weekly basis, not just myself and Debs, that's for sure. And of course, we've been diving into all kinds of mind, thought, remember, forget, and how to be after speeding through the months of January and just looking at how did that happen. So, Deb, where do you think we are?
Well, before the break, I just wanted to say, you know, because you were talking about perfection and perfectionism, you know, and how it can just stunt you and stop you even bothering to go for something. You know, I also had, I wanted to say about a client I had recently, and she said that she couldn't, she didn't think that bodies that weren't perfect should make love.
What?
She said she has this weird thing in herself that if a body isn't perfect, it shouldn't make love.
Wow, that is a massive statement that could create a huge onslaught.
Right.
Back to this show, you know, that's just crazy.
Well, that's, you know, but that's, I mean, she was saying, she wasn't saying she agrees with that. She was just saying from her own standpoint, she wasn't perfect enough to engage in that.
Oh, I see.
Do you see? Yeah, she wasn't like being...
She's talking about herself then.
She's talking about herself and her own perfectionism.
Oh, right. Then I get it.
And that she just feels like if she's not good enough or perfect, then she shouldn't be doing that.
Shouldn't be experiencing, wow.
Right.
That's pretty full. And that is the extremity of what perfectionism brings.
Right.
And the cause and effect of that.
Because there's people that strive to get better, but there's hundreds of people that don't bother. Because if it's not perfect...
They're not to go ahead.
And they don't think that, they have to start off perfect. Right? People forget that, you know, there are no overnight successes, even though it can look like that, right? Yeah. You know, so if she's got this thing that she shouldn't be engaging in, you know... sexual relations.
It's your kind of worms, not mine, girl. That's for sure. Listeners, I just want you to know I didn't bring this into the show as Debs is.
No, but it's, you know, and we're real, so let's be real. You know, she doesn't feel that she's perfect. She has to be She feels like she has to be perfect in order to do that. But she's putting that to that part of life. There's countless people out there, one, that think that way,
mm-hmm.
and two, you know, they're not perfect enough to be able to, you know, they shouldn't be doing it if they're not perfect. And there's countless people out there that feel that within starting a business or anything in life.
Yeah.
I have to be perfect in order to start. and I'm not perfect, so I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah, I you're right. I mean, I've met so many people that always say when the time is right. The time is never going to be right because time is our own version. It's our own in our own mind.
Yeah, and they're thinking when I'm right, not when the time is right, but when I'm right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And somewhere there's a little voice in the back and say that'll be never.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a shame that people just think they just can't.
Yeah.
It's not going to, you know, happen for them. So perfectionism does really stop so many people. I mean, how many people out there are running businesses but are full to the brim of imposter syndrome?
Boy, no, yeah, absolutely. That's
rife.
And you know what's great about bringing that conversation is that, you know, now well-being has come to the surface and is something that's been embraced in the business world. People are happy to talk about their imposter syndrome on networking. And I brought it in many a times, and I've seen there's now a trend where people are saying, I've massively suffered with imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
But imposter syndrome is actually a silencer. It's something from your childhood where you never felt you were part of that home community or you were pushed aside. You know, and, you know, I feel mine comes from the first 18 months of my life. That's why I feel as far back as there is where it comes from. But imposter syndrome is, you know, is when you weren't allowed to share your voice, you weren't allowed to share thoughts, they were never good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You were in an environment that you didn't belong to. And that has to come from home life first. But it doesn't mean that your home life has to be negative for that.
No.
It can be just, you know, we can say details or... I'm not really sure how to go into this because it's your bag, not mine.
Well, it's, you know, it's parents that can, you know, can be encouraging all the time. You're brilliant, you're great, you're this, you're that, you know, and just over encouraging when, and then the child doesn't believe them or believes them too much. Then they go out in the world for a little while and figure, actually, I'm not all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just normal like everybody else. So then they're going to feel bad about it. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a negative. It can be a seemingly positive. It can be parents that are like, yes, let's get out there. Let's achieve this. Let's achieve that. Yes, achieve this. You know, and then achieving becomes their worth.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's all, there's lots of different ways that it can... You know, I don't know that there is, you know, we're talking about perfection. There isn't a perfect parent. We all know that. But then we forget that. We forget that there isn't a perfect parent. And we put it on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when we're putting it on ourselves, we're only a product of our only environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Always, until we change it.
Well, that's the thing, until you change it. And when you say change it, it means, you know, what are you changing for yourself? What have you upgraded in your personal life? And I don't mean on a materialistic sense. I mean, look at myself. I've spent the last, I'm 54. I've definitely been the last 34, 36 years. I've always biked. I've always been on mountain bikes. I've always been on cycles. And then all of a sudden, now these last 4 months, I introduced, you know, hiking into my life. So you think that biking was enough, but I felt that bringing hiking in and going on, you know, 10-mile walks, I'm looking to take that to an extreme level of, you know, 26 miles, things like this. I'm reshaping what I'm experiencing. I'm still outdoors, but I'm seeing the outdoors in a different way. I'm actually having to grow patience in my distance that I'm doing. Because, you know, when you travel on a bike, you cover a lot of distance very quickly. Now, it's a lot less distance. And the whole emotional approach to hiking from biking is so different that it's asking a lot of me. But I'm reshaping my whole understanding what the outdoors is just from the walking. It's just fantastic. So for me, by increasing that shape, increasing that understanding of what I love, by being out there, is going to increase my emotional currency.
Yeah, because, you know, what you can, if you're retraining your brain, what you can say to yourself is, when I walk, I see more.
Yeah, this is it. I am seeing more. I'm smelling more. I'm experiencing more. I'm seeing more colours. But what I'm doing is I am growing my emotional self.
Right.
I'm growing my emotional self to enhance the quality of my emotional memories.
Lovely.
That's what I'm doing by hiking. It's a simple switch.
Yeah.
From one thing to another, one discipline to another, but it's enhancing my emotional memories into a positive, a more purposeful purpose in my life.
Right. And, you know, that's commendable, you know. Now, you can do that with biking and hiking. You can do that with procrastinating and not procrastinating.
Absolutely.
You can do that with I'm good enough, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do that with everything. You might need a little bit of patience. But, you know, the minute something becomes a belief, then you start... Because that's why affirmations work. And people just, you know, they're such an old buzzword.
Yeah.
But they work because you're, what you're doing is, what's great here is that we talked about the subconscious and the conscious mind. So the logic memory and the emotional memory. So what happens is that although the emotional memory is running the show all the time,
mm-hmm.
the logic, so it looks like it's in charge, but the logic, so the conscious mind, whatever you put in there will spill into and change up the mindset of your emotional memory.
And there it is in a nutshell, eh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And listeners, guess what? We have absolutely run out of time. We have blasted through the show just quick as we blasted through January. You want to get hold of Deb and talk about her fresh freedom and how you take those emotional memories and take them into a new purpose in life? Well, info@accoladeacademy.com. You will find it on Facebook. It's Deb Rees. Deb Rees on Facebook there. You'll see her. She's full of blonde and everything. It's all there. And until this time next week, listeners, you have an amazing week. Absolutely love who you are. Enjoy your memories. And above all, know that everything you remember is worthwhile remembering. We will see you again. And bye for now. And boom!
Emotions are your value.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.